Good evening, it's Rabbi Mayevsky. We come this week to the end of Sefer Vayikra, and it's unfortunate the way the parasha says, the way the Chumash ends. But we have that with every single chazak that we have. We say at the end, chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek, because the truth of the matter is, every parasha ends seemingly on a downward trend, on a down note. We start off the parasha. We start off the Chumash with after the Maisa Egel, and then we move on to all the things now that God has forgiven us for Maisa Egel, pushed it aside for the time being, and he has forgiven us now for this sin, and he tells us all the manner of karbonos that we could bring to expiate our sins in the future, and we seem to be happy, but at the end God says, unfortunately, I know the future. And unfortunately, what happens is, after all the things that I've told you, and I'm warning you about keeping Shemitah. And keeping Shemitah is a very important thing, as we learned last week, but the punishment for not keeping Shemitah is Golus, which is very interesting in itself, because basically, we know that there are three Gimel, Averos Chamuros, Gilui Arayos, Shvichas Damim, and Avodah Zarah. For those three sins, we are forced to give up our lives and certainly to incur the death penalty if we do not observe them properly. But here, Golus, it's tantamount to almost being a death sentence, and Golus is a terrible thing, as we see, living in Golus all these years. Look what it's caused, how many deaths have we incurred by living in Golus for the last 2,000 years. And more than that, we know that after the first Golus was 70 years, we know that the second Golus, we might ask the same thing, that if it was for not keeping Shemitah and Yovel, why was the second Golus so much more stringent? Obviously, if it wasn't for Shemitah at this point, if it was says it was for Gilui Arayos, Shvichas Damim, it's now 2,000 years for the second Golus. What is so great? And that's where we come to the parsha. The parsha keeps telling us that every time we don't follow the rules at this level, God will send us the messages to the punishment is sevenfold. Again, Sheval Chatoseichem. And not to treat God, what is the worst sin really, is treating God as if he's not there. And that's where we have a problem today. And we see there are all sorts of problems. And the Torah tells us right away that if we do follow the rules, then we're going to be rewarded with V'nosati Gishmeichem Be'itam. We'll have the rain in its time. But there's a problem with that. There's a twofold problem over here. One thing that we know, Schar Mitzvah B'hai Al Maleka. We have a klal and we say that Schar Mitzvah in this world, there isn't anything. Basically, our main reward will be in the world to come. And so why does God throw out these things to us and tell us we will have this prosperity? Because he knows that the level of mentality of the Jews now, and they just got out of Mitzrayim, they need something more tangible to put something on them. They know that it's an agrarian society, and the only thing they could harp on is if they have, they know they're going to work hard and plant, that they're going to have the fruits of their labor will be visible. There's another problem there as well. What does that actually mean? When we say that if somebody observes all the laws, he will be rewarded with great, with plentiful harvest and things like that, and somebody who doesn't is won't. But that's really an impossibility if we think about it, because how could I be a big tzaddik and I get rain on my property? My neighbor is not a tzaddik, and my neighbor violates all the laws, and the rain won't come onto his property. And that's an impossibility. I mean, not that God could make anything happen, but the reality is that's not what we're after over here, which brings us to a very basic point, that when we say the phrase, which we say so many times in our existence, Kol Yisrael Arevim Ze LaZeh, we are all responsible one for the other. That is, as a nation, God punishes a nation as one. In other words, if most of the people are righteous and they do things properly, then the reward will be the nation will prosper, but and not individually. But that is in the world, Schar Mitzvah B'hai Al Maleka is for the future when it will be doled out on an individual basis because the world won't be in the same place. But here we are judged as a nation. So if our neighbors are not doing the right thing, and most of the Jews are not doing the right thing, and we don't try our best to get them on the straight and narrow, we have a problem because we are going to be lumped together with the people who are not doing the right thing, as we see with Noah. We see with Abraham, with Sodom, that Lot couldn't save Sodom, and Noah couldn't save mankind, and various things of that nature. We have all those things. So Kol Yisrael Arev Mizeh Lozeh puts us in a very precarious situation. And these are the things that we have to deal with. So we come to the topic at hand for what we're talking about tonight, is what is peace? We do things and we hope for peace in the land. When it says in the Torah that if we observe the Torah, V'nosati shalom ba'aretz. But what does V'nosati shalom ba'aretz actually mean? V'nosati shalom ba'aretz doesn't necessarily mean, we know in the United States we're not officially at war with any country right now. So does that mean V'nosati shalom ba'aretz? Or is that really, that's V'nosati shalom ba'aretz in the land itself where you live? Is there peace in the land? And then we look around us and we see anything but. We see all these massive shootings today. It's an ungodly crime that we see people gunning down people on a daily basis. We look in the news and we see heinous crimes that are being promulgated from one citizen to another. So V'nosati shalom ba'aretz, what are we doing? There's no peace amongst the people. We maybe have neighbors that we're friendly with. We have, but the society has become so divisive. So while we're not at war and there are no people attacking us now, we had 9/11, we had the Civil War, we've had in the closest thing that we've had to war and people attacking us was Pearl Harbor in 1941. Otherwise, the contiguous states have never been invaded. Tremendous bracha. But does that mean V'nosati shalom ba'aretz u'shaftem v'yeh macharid, and you'll be able to go to sleep at night and not worry about anything? I think we're missing something. And if we're thinking about, if we take a look around and we see, you know, people who live outside of the land of Israel are always wondering about all the problems that Israel is facing, surrounded by its unfriendly neighbors, certainly, and on all the saber rattling that goes on and the attacks that people from Israel are getting from the outside countries. But nevertheless, we see more people, more and more people making aliyah now, because at least we know when we're living in the land of Israel, that is where we will all eventually end up. And we have that faith. And so when our life is over, when we are standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he asked us those two famous questions, Nosasa v'yoshakta be'emuna and v'koveya itim l'torah, it's, did you deal honestly with your fellow man in business? And did you set aside time to learn Torah? Very interesting two questions. And of course, where the Gemara mentions that, Tosus says the one thing, which is a very important statement, but you notice which question comes first, if you are honest in business. Because if you aren't honest in business, then the second one doesn't make a difference. It doesn't matter how much you learn, but if you're a dishonest person, then the Torah hasn't done you much. But the question is exactly, why does it say be'emuna, with faith? Because maybe it should say biyashrus, did you deal honestly? Doesn't say, did you deal honestly or did you deal in business as a tzaddik should deal? It says the word be'emuna, because what God wants from us, what we're getting out of this parsha is, if you do everything, if you're the mekayim, the mitzvos, in b'chukosai teilechu, yes, mitzvosai tishmoru, not just v'nosati mishkoni b'sochechem, Ushaftem v'yemacharid. If you have this faith in God, if v'nosata v'yoshakta be'emuna, if you did it with the faith, we know theft or malfeasance in business, it's against the law. So some people are going to be, as we call them, a lot of people want to call themselves humanists. In other words, they do things for the right reason. They're good people because that's the way to live your life, but it has nothing to do with God. The problem is they are not doing business by emunah. They're not doing it because God is teaching us. If the emunah is missing, even though we may be honest in business, but why are we being honest in business? Are we following the dictates because it's the law of the land, or that it's God that is telling us to do the mitzvahs properly? And if we're not, then possibly the problem is because if you're not doing it b'emunah, then maybe we have to move on to step number two, which is to be koveya itim l'torah. And we should be very thankful here. We have all these opportunities with all the shiurim that we get during the week, and we sit and koveya itim l'torah, those of us who go online every night, maybe more than once a day if we learn other times, but we set aside time, that we put aside time, koveya itim l'torah, that, so to speak, molds our minds into doing things for the proper reason, not just because it's the law of the land, but that is, if we do that properly, v'nosata shalom ba'aretz, peace, not peace at any cost, as we mentioned previous classes, but peace. What is peace? Peace is, if are we afraid to walk out in the street? Are we afraid to take the subway? Are we afraid to do something? It's not from outside people who are coming in and dropping bombs in the United States or dropping bombs in Israel. Are we at peace with ourselves in the land itself, in the land that we live? Is there peace? And when you go to bed at night, do you go to bed with a clear conscience and you're not afraid that you won't get up in the morning? Are you not afraid to know that you have to go to work and travel, that all things being equal, everything should go as planned and I could make plans for the future? There are people that we've seen in the last couple of years, the mental stress that the people of this country and around the world certainly have gone through in the last couple of years, even though the wars in most countries are not taking place, but is there peace? And God is telling us over here, if we want to have peace, we must follow the laws of the Torah, not make pacts among from one nation for the next. Well, we must be nasata or shakta be'emuna. Did we do it because we're doing it for the sake that God says, ki li ha'aretz? We get kicked out of the land because God says, ki gerim v'toshavim atemi modi. It's my land, and I will kick you out, and I will throw you out. It's not that you are over on the three averos chamuros for these thousands of years, but nasata v'ashakta be'emuna. You want peace? I want you to do it because God commanded you to do all the mitzvahs that you do. If you're doing it be'emunah, and all the good deeds that we do and we learn, are we learning to better our minds, or are we learning because God told us in B'chukosai Teilechu V'yes Mitzvosai Tishmoru, because Ki Li Ha'aretz, because I told you to do it. That is the way we could move forward in the world. We don't make peace by just looking the other way and not working towards peace. We have to get involved in society. We have to make our voices heard. And we see, last week I didn't mention a very important thing. We have this problem with Roe v. Wade and all these things. What kind of life are we putting on? Are we putting a price on life? The parasha ends putting values of a day's labor. It almost appears to be that we're putting a value on life. That's not what the Torah is saying, that if we're making a vow to donate money to the Beis HaMikdash, that is the value of it. But it gives us that impression. And what value is life? Do we put a value on life? And the reason, perhaps, the good reason that we're not trying to make society who are not, people who are not Jews, they could do what they want. But the fact is, the reason we have to speak up, because if we let society move on the way it is and not make, if we're pro-life, then it will make society move on to just leave us alone. We want to make our voices heard. that we want to do things in the Torah way, because everything has limits and everything has its rules according to the Torah. The laws of the American society, American jurisprudence, is not the way we live our lives. And that's what we want. We're in Golos, but we just want to be left alone. May we all be Zoche, not so much to be left alone, but we need to make our voices heard. But as long as V'nosata V'ashakta Be'emuna, we could have V'nosati Shalom Ba'oretz, not just from our outside, our foreign neighbors, but in the country itself, we must pray for peace and have a good week. And Chazak Chazak V'nis Chazek, even though the parasha ends with the Tochacha, but the fact is it moves on to the next topic, so it doesn't end that way. It talks about having something to donate to the Beis HaMikdash, that if there is prosperity, we'll want to make donations. So we hope that we're all prosperous enough to give much tzedakah, and everything that we do should be in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you, and have a good week.